This is Dan Jones. The primary error of the theory of premillennialism is that there will be a literal reign of Christ on this earth for 1,000 years after he comes. An objective study of the Bible reveals not one word about such a reign on earth or of an earthly kingdom. Since the Bible says nothing about it, we have no choice but to refuse to believe it and to try to warn others of this false, highly imaginative, speculative, and destructive notion. Many, however, think that this theory is taught in Revelation chapter 20. In the time we have here, it is not possible to discuss that chapter in depth. But if you will read it closely without reading into it the things men say it teaches, you will see that it does not even mention the second coming of Christ, nor does it say anything about 1,000-year reign on this earth or of an earthly kingdom. Yes, it says certain ones will reign with him 1,000 years, but it does not say on earth. Notice, too, that those who would so reign with him were those who had been beheaded. Premillennialists say this text must be taken literally. If so, then it must literally mean that only those who die as martyrs, having their heads cut off, will have any part in it. Now, there are other passages which do tell us of the second coming of our Lord. 2 Peter 3, verses 3 through 13, is one such passage. The inspired Apostle Peter begins by saying that scoffers would mock the idea of Jesus coming, but that he is coming nonetheless. He declares, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up." 2 Peter 3:10. Remember that the subject under discussion was Christ's coming, and that's what's meant by the phrase, the day of the Lord. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, tells us that when Christ comes, this earth will be burned up. Does that sound like he is coming to set up a kingdom on earth? But listen again, this time to 2 Peter 3, verses 11 and 12. "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat." There is no promise here of an earthly kingdom when Christ comes. Rather, this earth will be destroyed. 2 Peter 3:13 then tells us of new heavens and a new earth. But that will not be this earth, because it will be gone, destroyed, burned up. The promise of the Bible for the children of God, both Jew and Gentile, is not a 1,000-year kingdom on earth, but an eternal home in heaven. It is an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, 1 Peter 1:4. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also," John 14:2 and 3. Notice carefully that Jesus did not say that where you are, there I may be also, but rather he said, "Where I am, there ye may be also." The Bible tells us repeatedly that Jesus is in heaven at the right hand of God. Mark 16:19, Acts 1:9 through 11, Acts 2:33, Acts 7:55 and 56, Romans 8:34, Colossians 3:1, Hebrews 1:3, and several other passages. So the prepared place is not on this earth. It is rather in heaven. When the Lord comes, it will be to give faithful Christians a place in his heavenly mansions. Christians are laying up treasures in heaven, Matthew 6, 19-21, not on this earth. Dear friends, do not be deceived by those teachers who tell of a 1,000-year kingdom on earth. When Jesus comes, it will be time for the destruction of this earth. As we have read from God's own word, this world and everything in it will be burned up. The people of God will be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall they ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 17.